We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Packed show coming your way. You're listening to Bemich and Finley. Barstool Nate, Pete Haley, Rich Dubroff will join us today. Got to talk Dan Snyder. Got to talk X factors for the Commanders. Got to talk Adrian Peterson fist fighting Le'Veon Bell.
Are they fighting each other?
That's how I understand it. Let's start with good morning, Brian.
Bonjour.
How do you do, bud?
Je vais bien, merci, toi.
You're all amped up because you took your vitamins and haven't eaten yet.
Nah, man, it's got my stomach messed up,
dude. My wife had
last time you decided to run out of here, but I'm good.
My wife had me taking these big vitamin C pills that I had to back out of, and now I take like just smaller ones. Mm-hmm. But dude, if you take all that stuff and then don't eat, man, the gears start churning with nothing
ones
to churn.
Mess you up. And I was just like rushing because I said, I'm going to just grab something. I went outside to feed the dog, got back in the house, and I left the food right there at the house. So I just walked right out the house.
I've offered you pistachios.
I might eat a couple of them, but I'm just working on this ginger ale right now.
All right, so we got plenty to discuss, but we got to talk about last night because the boys went out last night. We all went to the 9:30 Club. It was me, B-Mitch, Jeff Walker, Stallion, CK was there, Darius was there, Poet was there from WPGC. It was fun to hang out with her. It was a really good time. I had fun.
Yep, I did too. It's great.
It was great. It really was fun. I think
Stallion is crazy.
Stallion is crazy.
And Jeff is psychotic.
Jeff is crazy. So, Jeff, are we allowed to fully disclose your situation last night, or are we keeping some of that under wraps?
Okay. Wraps.
All right. I'll start with this. Yesterday, remember it was cold in here?
It's not cold today.
So I wore a hoodie. Not cold today.
Drab got to it today.
So
Drab must have been sick yesterday that he didn't touch that that thermostat.
Right. Now, I think last night we start with, so we get there and Jeff Walker is ordering a Jack Daniels and pineapple.
Never heard of it in my life.
Lanville, does that sound at all appetizing? Jack Daniels and pineapple?
No.
No, not at all.
Not even a real drink.
And I told him, I was like, listen, man, I'm going to buy you a drink, but I'm not going to order that. So I wanted him to have to physically tell the bartender that's what he was ordering. At which point the bartender says, oh, you know, we're out of Jack. Do you want Jim Beam? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I was like, you're mixing it with pineapple juice. Does it really matter?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to taste the difference between Jack and Jim Beam? So he orders it. And then another person ordered one of these. And the other person was like, oh, I can't drink that. It tastes like my grandparents' house. Which is one of the more interesting descriptions of a cocktail I've ever heard.
Wow.
So then we're dealing with Stallion, who's ordering White Claws. And at one point, Stallion's driving home, so he's kind of behaving. Then all of a sudden, he is ripping beers and not driving home anymore. I'm like, all right. He's like, I'm just going to Uber. Stallion had no idea where he was and has no idea if his car is allowed to stay there overnight, but he decided to Uber. What the hell?
I offered him a ride home. He said, oh, I already called it. I'm like, you gotta call back to get back here tomorrow.
Not to mention,
it's gonna cost you a lot of money, dude.
He was singing It's Raining Men at the top of his lungs.
At the top of his lungs.
At the top of his lungs.
He didn't understand why we were looking at him like, what the hell are you doing?
What was funny is they had this band that started playing. That was like a satirical band. Like the guy was just mumbling words and Stallion would just sing right along with him. I think he did that to Living on a Prayer and Born in the USA. Stallion had no idea he kind of was the joke. You did it a little too, Jeff. Not in on the joke, but you were the joke in that situation.
Yeah, I was.
But I thought a number of things stood out to me. I thought Danny was really funny. Mm-hmm. To the point where I've never seen a full set that Danny does. But typically a full set is, what, 20, 30 minutes for a comedian? Maybe more than that. You know, he probably did like 5 minutes.
Yeah, everybody was doing 5 minutes.
But it was hysterical. The funniest guy, is there a list of... I'd love to see a list of the performers.
Raheem.
Raheem was hysterical.
I remember his first name. I don't remember his second name. Because they had trouble. Because the two guys that were the hosts at first, they were basically sitting there going, hey, man, I think I can do the first name, but I don't know how to say this guy's last name.
Right. I agree with that. It was the hosts were funny, too. One of the hosts was Cypher Sounds, mm-hmm. who is a DJ for our guy Peter Rosenberg, which was pretty cool. And yeah. Rosenberg was telling me, he's like, dude, go up there and say what's up to him. So I texted him a picture of it, and I was like, man, I'm not getting up there. We were in the back balcony, and it was packed. I thought it was a good crowd. Hopefully they were happy with it. The other part I wanted to bring out. So, Jeff, you remember the business card challenge I proposed to you last night? I made it home with this dude's business card.
You got it all the way here. Jeff, where's yours?
Let's see if Jeff has it.
He put it in his merch. He has it.
We'll see.
He puts everything in his merch
well
now.
Well done, Jeff. Jeff made it home. So I want to shout out my guy Dave Stone with Mac Design and Build. Dave was standing right behind us last night at the show. He came up to me and B, said how much he loves the radio show. He was celebrating the wedding anniversary, mm-hmm. right?
He and his wife.
Yeah, and they were having a really fun night.
They were enjoying themselves.
I just think it's cool, like... I think it was I bet they've been married a while, and that's just a fun way to go out and celebrate it.
Hey, let's go out and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also am proud of myself that I didn't get I was in good shape.
Well, I mean, you
pretty much just drank beer.
You had a chauffeur, too? I mean, damn.
And when I got home.
You had a chauffeur. Yo, hey, man, Jeff, everybody else that drove there, he had a chauffeur.
I didn't have a chauffeur.
Yes, you did.
Ahmed likes riding together.
He had almost a $200,000 car. You in the passenger seat? That's a chauffeur.
I wasn't in the back seat. I was in the front seat.
I don't care. I sit in the front seat. When I get in limousines, I sit right in the front seat with the dude. I like to talk.
I don't get in limousines. I haven't been in a limousine in a long
time. That one you were in last night was more expensive than a regular limousine.
It is a nice vehicle Ahmed mm-hmm. drives. But all in all, I thought it was a really fun night. I love 930 Club. It was that I got my first ever fake ID taken at 930 Club, just to give you an idea of how long that place has been around. Stallion, I think, was probably the MVP of the performance. At one point, he kept bumping into this lady, like not like in a "Hey, will you dance with me?" Like he just didn't realize how big his lower half was, and as he was moving about, he was just kind of bumping into this lady.
Uh-huh.
At which point, her husband was like, "Yo, dude, cool it." So then I just switched spots with him. It was the easiest way to. So then he started bumping into you and Ahmed, but much better that way.
But that's when he starts. I mean, he got to understand just because he's singing these songs like "It's Raining Men," he can't lose control because it was raining his big ass at one point.
It's raining Stallion.
And that guy owns a place in D.C.
Yeah,
yeah.
That dude Tony Woods was really funny. He's a
Tony funny as hell.
He's
man.
A local. Dude, Donnell Rawlings got up there, which was so cool.
And, Ashy.
Yeah, Ashy Larry. It was a lot of fun. Do you sit down and like watch like Netflix specials, comedians, all that?
Not all the time. Every once in a while.
I don't do it that often. And for me, it's kind of like, it's interesting because I kind of like the people that get up and like, tell a story and like you kind of ease your way into the pool
mm-hmm.
rather than the comedians that just grab the mic and just start ripping jokes. They're both enjoyable, but it almost feels like there's different styles, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's accurate, but it was a good fun night.
Some people
are
storytellers and some people just crack jokes.
Right.
you know?
There's no wrong way.
Yeah.
But Stallion and Jeff were both so jealous because they both wished they were up front where the people got made fun of. Landfill, of all the places you want to be at a comedy show, do you want to be up front where you're the guy getting made fun of?
They were calling the dude Chunky instead of Chucky.
And then they called the one guy a terrorist that was in the witness protection program. It was a tricky place.
And they kept saying, it's a joke, dog. It's a joke.
Why did you want to be up there so bad?
That's the fun of comedy shows, bro. It's like when you go to SeaWorld, right, or you take your kids to the aquarium and they go to the dolphin show, they don't want to sit where you can't get splashed on.
I do.
Y'all born.
You know what the fun of comedy shows is? Watching them make fun of the nerds that think it's fun to be in the front row getting made fun of.
Yeah.
See, you know.
I saw a lot last night that you and my man, Stallion, y'all kind of like the same people, just, you know, you a brother, he's a little white guy. Y'all twins.
You guys really are similar.
We're going to start calling y'all twins. Y'all both a little goofy.
Now, Jeff is smoother. Stallion has no smoothness to
his
game.
Jeff has some smoothness to him, but Stallion is like a Clydesdale walking in a china shop.
He really is.
Especially when he was like, it's been a minute.
Yo, the it's been a minute comment. Landville, there was a comment made on stage that we are unable to reference.
Yeah.
But imagine things that Stallion doesn't get to do very often. And he literally, this comedian started talking about one thing. And Stallion, like, he wasn't trying to be funny. This was something he meant to only say in his head. He's like, oh, man, it's been a minute.
And it was quiet.
Yeah, and, like, it wasn't just us that heard him. It was, like, everyone, like, women, men, everyone around us that didn't know this dude, except for the guy that, oh, it's been a minute. Oh, the guy in the Ken Griffey Reds jersey, it's been a minute for that guy. And Stallion's a unit, too, man. I didn't realize. He's got a big lower half. Like, big legs, big ass, big hips.
Yeah, like, he'll knock it down.
When you're in confined spaces, he's not necessarily the guy to be next to.
No, not low. Not low. Stallion's funny, though, man.
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
I might stay. I could take you home. No, I already ordered it. Cancel it, dude.
Would it cost you $5 to cancel?
Yeah.
What do you think it cost him?
Probably about $55 to get home. It's going to cost him about the same to go back and get his car this morning. And if he left it overnight, it's going to be more than what he thought he paid or was going to pay.
Yeah, because you definitely have to pay for parking.
I told him, I said, you go back there tomorrow. You may not have wheels in your car, bro.
Was he in a garage or in a street?
I don't know where he was. I don't think he knew where he was.
Walking around.
I think that's the real reason he called the Uber, because he didn't know where his car was.
Walking up, so we parked north of on 8th Street.
Right across the street from Howard.
Howard, right. And the entire street is just lined with broken glass.
Every car.
Like,
they didn't smash the passenger side. They smashed the driver's side, and that's the side facing the street. Am I right?
Yeah. Like, not every car, but like
a lot
let's
of
say
them.
Let's say every fourth car had a currently smashed in window, but you could tell that every car that had parked on this street in the last month, somebody got it, because every like parking space just had a boatload of broken glass there, and not like broken glass from a beer bottle or a Snapple bottle, like broken glass from a car window, like, you know, it like gets that really small little fragments. Yeah. What the hell's going on that block?
That's U Street, JP. And they know a lot of people are at these bars all night. So they're taking people things out of their car.
It wasn't U Street.
This was north of it.
No, so U Street.
This was Shaw for sure.
When you at the 9:30 club, right? And you come out.
Please don't give me a geography lesson of where U Street is. I know where U Street is.
Then it's literally right there.
It's close.
It's considered that whole little area.
I'm aware of that. I think that specific area would be more called Shaw than just U Street. But I get that.
Yeah.
But like, what is going on that if you just walk down the street, you can recognize every car is getting broken into? Like, put some street lights up. Have a police officer.
Oh, they have street lights up.
Have a police officer just hang out on that block.
People hanging out down the corner. It's just
they probably know who breaking in the cars.
That's it, it. it was interesting because due to like COVID and everything, like I hadn't been down to 930 Club in probably at least 2 years.
The parking lot that we parked in, JP told me it was $10. Then I realized when I went to park in it, wasn't nobody taking money. So although I'm at paid
with an app.
And that parking lot right there has no app, believe me.
When we got out of the car, there was a dude that's like, yo, it's $10. And he had a sign. Was the sign not up when you
pulled
it?
Sign was up.
And so
I went back about 15 minutes late. Was no dude in the parking lot. That was a dude that got some quick,
he just got a
quick
drink
money
on.
To go get him a six pack.
Well, we didn't pay him. I'm at paid some app. So I don't know.
Believe me. That is not working with app right there. But I remember sitting in the club. Looking at his car, and he could go in 360 and he could look at my car. And I was like, oh, we good.
Yeah, he was definitely more focused on his car. If anything, I should have driven. I could have just brought my truck down there that already has a punched-in bumper.
Those are the ones that are easy to get into.
But if you're breaking the window, it doesn't matter what car you got.
No, not necessarily. Some of these foreign cars, you go to hit that window, you better be bringing some power.
I think if you're committed enough to, because what are they using? A brick? A baseball bat? Like, they're not just punching windows.
I don't know, JP. I'm not out here breaking in cars.
You can do that.
You seem like the most
knowledgeable
of all the breaking into things topics.
So, being a DJ and having a whole lot of DJ friends, U Street, anywhere in that area, that corridor, we don't even leave equipment in our cars because we know it's a high probability that someone is going to try to break into it.
Even when you do, like, brunch shows during the day?
During the day when I do those shows, I'm lucky enough to get parking right out front the restaurant. So, you know, nothing's going to happen. But them side streets,
Just take Uber, man.
If I'm not DJing and I go to U Street, if I can't find parking on the main street, I just turn around and go home.
What about the gig you've told people
about,
you were going to
I did think about
perform?
That last night.
Seriously. No, I'm talking about like if I'm not performing and I'm just going out to have a good time and I can't find parking, I go home.
How close were you to just going home?
So I park in the spot and then I go to pay on the street and it says only drop off and pick off. This was the screen on the thing said no parking here. You'll get towed. So I'm like, okay, I'll try one more spot. That's when I saw you. And I said, okay, cool. Because I was going to look one more time and I was out.
Yeah, the only point of the night where I thought I was going to be out, so 930 Club took great care of us, but there was a little bit of confusion with, like, where we could go, and when we checked in, we got a ticket and a wristband, and the wristband was supposed to be for this, like, VIP. It was basically just a place to stand with a couple less people in it. Yeah. There wasn't much VIP about it, but at least we had a little more space, and Jeff Walker was able to get in that area. Then I saw Stallion got into that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to get it. We all have the same wristband. And it's Jeff Walker and Stallion. And I go to go in. And they're like, no, we're done. And I'm like, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, we're done. You're not allowed in here. I'm like, those guys are allowed in there? And I'm not allowed in there? They're like, yeah, sorry. The manager said the wristbands are wrong. At which point, I was like,
they said wrong?
They're like, you need a different color wristband. And I'm not going to dry snitch on my boys, but I'm like,
they didn't even give me one.
Well,
a wristband.
Well, two things happened. At that point, I was like, all right, I'm going to go check something out, which I don't know that I would have been able to stomach that Jeff and Stallion got into an area that I couldn't. And I went down and I saw CK and then I saw you. And then by the time I came back up, it was like a different person working the security. And they're like, yeah, come on in. So it all was well. And then when you came up, we kind of went that back door.
Yeah, we went back and just went under the rope.
Once we started using the back door, it was all was well.
Oh, yeah. Back door is fun sometimes.
All right. That was fun. Last night was a lot of fun. Congrats to the DC Improv. Congrats to Danny Rouye. Congrats to all the comedians, that band that played. It was a good time. Jeff, please, God, never order a whiskey and pineapple juice in my presence again.
Well, I love that concept last night, though, how they were doing songs, but doing the jokes in the song.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That band was talented, man. Yeah. And it's a unique, to your point, it's a cool concept that is, I imagine, fairly unique.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm in the comedy world, setting yourself apart has got to have
The guy's been to every little comedy event since. He's come up with the concept for 5-6 years straight.
Well, he was a local guy, too. He said he was from Germantown. Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about subpoenas and what constitutes refusing a subpoena. Also, NBA free agency about to hit. Barstool Nate, Pete Haley. Want to talk about the biggest X factors for the Commanders. And does Carson Wentz count as an X factor? Plenty to do. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The House Oversight Committee says that Daniel Snyder is resisting their subpoena. Mm-hmm. This is an article from Mark Maskey, Liz Clark, and Nikki Jabvala via the Washington Post. Washington Commanders owner Daniel Snyder has refused to accept service, that's in quotes, refused to accept service of a subpoena by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, the committee said Monday. Mm-hmm. Representative Carolyn B. Maloney, Democrat from New York, the committee's chairwoman, announced during Wednesday's Capitol Hill hearing on the commander's workplace that she would issue the subpoena in an effort to compel Snyder to testify via a deposition this week. Mm-hmm. Mr. Snyder has so far refused to accept service of the committee's subpoena, a committee spokesperson said in a statement Monday. While the committee has been and remains willing to consider reasonable accommodations requested by witnesses, We will not tolerate attempts to evade service of a duly authorized subpoena or seek special treatment not afforded to other witnesses who testified in this matter. A person close to Snyder said that his attorney began contacting the committee Friday. The committee had asked his attorney, Karen Patton Seymour, if she could accept service of the subpoena, but she declined because she is out of the country. The side spoke Monday about matters beyond the subpoena, including additional concerns, but a resolution was not reached on the delivery of the document.
But
hold on, let me get one more part of this out, and then I want you to react. I got a text message last night from a spokesperson for Dan Snyder. Mm-hmm. This is the official Snyder reply, rebuttal, perhaps. Mr. Snyder has not refused to appear for a deposition. The committee offered only one date, June 30th, and Mr. Snyder's attorney is out of the country and unavailable on that date. Mr. Snyder's lawyer has provided alternative dates to the committee and looks forward to finding a path forward for Mr. Snyder's further cooperation and to address remaining due process concerns. Mm-hmm. So the Snyder camp is saying something fairly different.
I think it's obvious. He's out of town, and if his lawyer's out of town, how can they refuse? They don't know exactly where they're at. Are they trying? Did they show up to their place and try to hand it to them? So if my lawyer's not in town, I'm damn sure not going in front of them. If I'm him, I'm not going in front of those people.
No chance am I doing anything without my lawyer.
Yeah. So, but ultimately, I think it's Carolyn Maloney. She went out there and said what she wanted to do this week. And because it's not working how she wanted it to work, then it seems to be like it's a problem. Could he come? Could he just say, "Oh, I'm gonna fly back home and just go deal with this right now"? Yeah, he probably could, but his lawyer probably told him, "Don't do that. When I'm back in town, we'll deal with that." Because the lawyers are the ones that gonna give you, at his level, your lawyers better be giving you the best advice.
So I know a couple things here. I know that when they schedule these hearings, like if you're trying to get the CEO of MasterCard, right? Or Home Depot, or massive companies, billion-dollar mm-hmm. organizations. The scheduling, I used to live on Capitol Hill, probably not quite 20 years ago, but a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And you become friends with all these people. All these members of Congress, all these senators have schedulers, and they schedule stuff out months in advance. Mm-hmm. That's just the life of these really rich and powerful people.
Yeah.
Generally, this stuff happens months in advance. The hearing was last week. Mm-hmm. It was June 22nd. And they're trying to give them a week's notice to get this deposition done. That's generally not how these things are done. But now, I think they could make an hour via Zoom, the attorney and Snyder? Of course I do. Goodell mm-hmm. did it. I think they could. They're choosing not to. I don't buy that there's this absolute binding inability to get an hour of Zoom booked. Mm-hmm. But I think Snyder and his crew have legal rights. I think they're exercising them.
Yeah.
And I think their plan is just to delay this until it goes away.
If you want me to talk to you, then you need to let me know some things about what you're going to do. And I know many people may look at it and say, well, you don't deserve it. Well, that's you can say what you want, but the lawyers know how to deal with this stuff. And I think that's what the deal is right now. Because what she's doing is pitting the public, mindset and feelings for him against him.
Totally.
And he's gotten to the point now where he's like, to hell with it then. You want me to come in front of you? Then guess what? I need to know some things. And the lawyers are probably saying that too. You don't go talk to them without knowing the line of questioning they're about to go down. Because we have to prepare for that.
I think from a PR strategy, Carolyn Maloney is winning. Probably by a wide margin. But from an actual legal implementation of any of this stuff?
I don't know necessarily if she's winning. Because this is the thing, Jay. When people call into this station, there are a lot of people who just, they automatically are never going to like Snyder. But there are a lot of people who say they're getting tired of it. And it's like a witch hunt. I've talked to several people who starting to say, I'm just getting tired of it. And we both said this too. These are politicians now. We're not talking about no always an upstanding group of people. Right. So people understand that it may be their own vendetta, their own plans that they have, and they're trying to promote themselves in a certain way. So a lot of people are getting tired of it. But, I mean, he's dug a hole so deep that he doesn't get that luxury that most people get when – because if it was anybody else, I guarantee you, public society would be saying, look, it's time to shut this down. But at this point with him, no. They're like, go after him. But there are a lot of people who are getting tired of it because they feel that there are much more important and pressing issues you could be going after.
Sure. I think plenty of people are getting tired of it. I hate that is...
Yeah.
Because the people that came forward,
yeah.
like they deserve credit for their bravery, and
they do. But you know,
but it's becoming such.
Sometimes when you come forward with another group of people who are just as corrupt as the people you're trying to go against, you end up in the middle of a fight between them two. Where at this point, I think Carolyn Maloney's reputation is more important than anything else out there in her mind. It's not about trying to protect these people. Because if you really want to say, okay, that the workplace culture was horrible, toxic. But just like Ron stated, and it's like everybody else is stating, it's not like that anymore. But still, you is trying to pull the scab off of what was. Okay, so what is the end result? Do people want things to get better, or do they just want him out? And I think the latter is the only thing that's going to please everybody. But I think ultimately, he also has the right to fight it, you know? And this is just me throwing everything out there. He's not going to just give up that. You know, when you look at all these other owners, they have businesses, then the team. This is really his cash cow. He's going to fight to the death for this.
Well, and I think people, you know, we hear the story about other owners that are interested in getting Dan out. This new situation going on with the LA Chargers, the owner of the Chargers, Dean Spanos, is now being sued by his sister and co-owner, Dia Spanos Berberian, who accused him of misogynistic behavior and repeated breaches of fiduciary duty. You know what the NFL cares about? that this doesn't start snowballing and more people, more and more owners aren't facing suits and claims, and all of a sudden we got fractured ownership in multiple places.
Yeah.
Think of, you got to consider all that. And I do not know this Chargers situation. I'd love to get a Chargers reporter on this week, try to figure some of that out. But, like, keep in mind, the NFL, Roger Goodell and a handful of owners, they may not like Dan whatsoever. They may recognize it's a sinking ship and they're losing money every year.
They don't open up that floodgate.
But they got to protect the whole league.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I hope, as a Wizards fan, as a Bullets fan, as a John Wall fan, yeah. I hope it works out.
But I think every once in a while, we can make excuses for people as much as we want. Eventually, that person has to take some ownership of it and change. We watched him when he got into the league. He was fast as hell, explosive. Then he got a little high on his hog. You know, he got complacent, gained weight, got a little pudgy. And his play started to drop off. Then he started to get the injuries and all those things. So he's going to have to realize that John Wall is a person that needs to adjust some things to make sure he can continue being good.
Certainly. I think a lot of it's on John. I remember how Rose Bar became such a big topic and everything.
Like I say, but think of it. If you want to go out, go out. But you know, you got to put that extra work in. Like, I can recall when I was playing ball, I went out. But I knew the day after I came out, went from going out, the next day I had to work my tail off to get something extra to make sure. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. Like, I hear a lot of people, they try to act like guys shouldn't enjoy themselves. Hell, you're making that amount of money, you're going to enjoy yourself some. But you also have to be dedicated to yourself to understand how to when you go out and you do certain things, how are you going to build it back up? What are you going to do? You know, I'm going to take off that day because, oh, I got in a little late last night. Or are you going to go work out anyway? I can recall walking in my door at 4 o'clock. I was lifting weights at 7:30.
Sure.
And my coach would say, hey, man, had a good one last night, didn't you? Let's get some of that out of you.
Plenty of guys run the hell out of me. There's nothing wrong with going out. It's going out and not making up for it.
That's what I'm saying.
So here's the other side of NBA free agency that's looming. By all accounts, the Wizards are about to give Brad Beal a supermax contract.
Yep.
And it seems like everybody's making a point of saying, like, oh, it might take a little less so the team has more room.
Ain't happening.
A little less. He could make $250 million, so he's going to take 240.
248.
Throw me a parade for that, right? I just looked, and this is a random list that is by no means definitive, but according to The Ringer, this is from March, the top 25 players in the NBA, the players who fell out of the top 25 from last year were as follows: Bam Adebayo, Julius Randle, Bradley Beal. That's the top 25. And he's about to get paid like a top 15 player.
That's how that contract is. I mean, they're...
It's just crazy that you make one third-team All-NBA once, and you qualify for a Supermax. The same deal that Giannis gets, or the same deal that LeBron gets, or the same deal that Tatum will get.
Hey, that's the rules.
Has any team, and I'm asking this, and I don't know this, and I'd like to get like a real NBA expert on tomorrow. Has any team not given the Supermax in this situation?
I don't know.
Because I just wonder. I love Brad. He's a really good person. He does a lot of really good things for the community. Should he be paid like a top 10 player in the NBA?
That's how the NBA put it. The owner signed it, too.
And the way it gets explained is like, well, you know, they should have traded him 2 years ago. So if you're not going to do that, then you got to pay him now. It's like, you do? Mm-hmm. One thing you give the Colts credit for, and we'll find out whether they're right or not, but Chris Ballard has said repeatedly, we realized that making the move for Wentz wasn't the right move, and we'd rather just make that decision and own it than keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. NBA free agency is always going to be, like, I was watching SportsCenter last night, and they're like, oh, well, Zach LaVine's the biggest name in free agency. Sure he is, until some of these superstars start forcing
until
trades.
Until Kyrie hit the market.
The only
and
team,
from what I just read, only team looking for them, for him, is the Lakers.
So the Lakers would have Kyrie, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and LeBron?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Well, I think Westbrook's not guaranteed. He's not guaranteed back there this year.
Barstool Nate joins the program next. Don't go anywhere. It's Beamish and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.